Hi, I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net with another Success Magazine podcast. Today's topic, find financing for your startup this week. Say you've got a great idea for a successful business. Not only the idea, but you have a business plan, a management team in place, and you're all set to roll out your product. All you need now is the money to get started. Unless you have $1 million stuffed under the mattress, it's probably going to be essential for you to find sources of ready capital. How do you do it? In this podcast, we'll talk about some fast ways to raise cash, as well as some more tried and true methods. My guest is Success Magazine web editor, Andrea Mondello. Andrea, just to begin, can you really find financing for a startup in a week?
Well, certainly you're not going to pitch an investor on Monday and have a ton of money in your bank account by Friday. But there definitely are ways you can get capital quickly. You just have to be willing to be creative. The first way, and it's actually one of the most common ways to finance startups, especially micro businesses, is borrowing from family and friends. The trick here is to make sure you're totally professional about it, that you have a written repayment agreement, you've demonstrated that your business will actually have the ability to generate the funds that you need to make the repayments. Many times, because you're dealing with the people who already know and trust you, what you want to do is delay the first payment, delay the start of payments maybe by 6 months or a year. That gives you a huge head start because, you know, that first 6 months, that first year, that's where you're cash poor and you're kind of struggling to make everything work. So that's the beauty of borrowing from people who know and trust you. That's an arrangement that a lot of people end up making. You can also offer some of your family and friends equity in the company or a percent of future sales if you feel comfortable doing that, if you feel comfortable having that relationship with them. But, of course, borrowing from friends and family can be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, it could affect your personal relationships, which you certainly don't want to do. You'll be under enough stress just starting your business. And so I wondered if there are any organizations out there that might help people kind of structure these kinds of personal financial arrangements, loans from family and friends.
There are organizations that are cropping up that can help you do this. One of them is called Circle Lending. We wrote about them in Success Magazine a while back. And these kinds of organizations will help you craft the repayment agreement so that it's all legal. They will service the loan. So they kind of take that intermediary role. So it takes out that kind of uncomfortable feeling sometimes about, you know, maybe you borrowed from mom and dad and mom and dad feel a little weird about, where's my payment? I haven't seen it in 3 months. So you can kind of get over that. It just puts everything on a professional level, which is exactly where you want it to be.
Sounds great.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I think people need to consider is that put financing in quotes. You know, financing doesn't necessarily have to be cash. A lot of your family and friends will maybe be able to help you with things like you need a delivery van to deliver your cakes, or a friend of yours knows how to install computer networks or do woodwork, or, you know, even tapping family and friends to do things like filing or cleaning or phone calls. That can be a huge help that first year. And you know what? A lot of them would be really happy to do it. And don't forget childcare. You know, quality childcare can be very costly, so a friend or relative can help in this area is a huge source of startup help. So, you know, kind of keep your mind open and be creative. Another source, once you've investigated the SBA whether or not you're going to use them, because, of course, they won't fund 100% of your business, you can also go after angel investment funds. And an angel investor is somebody, generally one person, a private investor, who has experience in a certain business vertical, certain business models, and what they want to do is they want to invest in up-and-coming business ideas that they think have lots of potential, but what they're looking for generally is a quick turnaround. They're going to come in, they're going to give you your investment, and then they want to get out in normally about 5 years and to see a pretty good return on their investment. And the good thing about angel investors is that they're not just bringing money to the table. The good thing about angel investors is that because they usually know about the type of business that you're starting or the type of product or whatever it happens to be, they bring lots of experience. They bring real-world business experience, and they generally want to be involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritty of the business, which is probably a good thing if this is your first business because you need somebody with that level of experience. angel capital is a really good source.
How do you find an angel investor? How do you go about that?
That's a great question. It's not really easy because, you know, they're not going to kind of want to advertise in the phone book because otherwise they'd have everybody calling them night and day. There are some ways to do it on the web, actually. There are some websites popping up, sites like prosper.com and gobignetwork.com, where you can connect with people who are looking to invest in small businesses. And those are becoming more and more popular. Obviously, you need to use some due diligence and be cautious with who you're working with and anything that you put up front. But those, again, are becoming good sources of connecting with angel investors. And the other way to connect with angel investors normally is, you know, through your own network. Just put the word out there that you're looking for an angel investor to friends and family and in your community.
You know, I would also think that it's probably a good idea to join trade groups that have to do with the type of business you're starting.
Those are a great option. They give you experience. You can have pooled resources where you can get things like, oh gosh, you know, insurance and all sorts of other things. But as you mentioned, you can also get contacts for angel investors. So
mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
What does a startup need to do to obtain financing in terms of logistics?
There are three big things that you need to have in place if you want to obtain financing, no matter what kind of financing it is, really. You need a very strong business plan, number one. You need a management team in place, and you need to have some collateral. And collateral means a second way to repay any loans aside from business income. That would be houses, stocks and bonds, CDs, and just keep in mind you don't get 100% of that value, but you need those three things. Now, as far as your business plan goes, you'll have to show that you have the cash flow to make payments on your loan. That's number one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You'll also have to show that you understand the market for your product and service, that you understand the competition, and that you understand how to market your product and service. Those are the things that need to be in your business plan to make your business attractive to investors. And really, you need to have this, as we mentioned before, even when you're borrowing from family and friends. This is just a basic. You also need to have a management team. And the management team could be made up of not necessarily people who are actively working in your business every day. You can tap friends who have a proven expertise in your business. You can tap community business leaders. There's all sorts of people that you can tap to kind of have a board of advisors sort of a thing. As long as you have those kind of names associated with your startup and your business plan, that's what will drive financing. That's very, very important.
So, Andrea, how much of your own money should you be putting up if you're starting a business?
Most lenders, including the SBA, want to see that the business owner has put up a minimum of 25% of the startup capital themselves from their own assets. But it's not unusual to have lenders require 50% of the startup capital be from the business owner. So the point here is the more of your own capital that you're putting in, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to obtain more financing. It's kind of a matching grant situation, if you will.
It's similar to a home loan.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. The more of your own equity that you're putting in, the more that they're willing to say, okay, this person's really serious about this business. They're putting it on the line, and you know, we see they have a good business plan. We see that they have a good management team. You know, we're willing to buy into this.
Well, finally, Andrea, what are some mistakes to avoid? What are some pitfalls you could steer people away from in their quest for financing?
If you have anybody in your network, in your community, in a trade organization, in even online, that you can connect with and you can learn from, you need to do that. That's your homework. You need to do that before you try and get financing. So understand what you're up against and have a realistic view. The second mistake kind of goes to that same point, is people underestimate the amount of money they'll need that first year. They overestimate sales, or especially they underestimate the amount of time it's going to take until they achieve profitability. So that's something that you have to be very realistic about. But the other mistake, which is really equally bad, is not to start because you don't have hundreds of thousands in capital. Our magazine, Success Magazine, is just full of examples of people who started their company in the basement or the garage. They had a phone and a computer, an old boat, an old car, and they worked like crazy those first years, you know, the old sweat equity. And now they're leaders in their field, you know, with $2 million a year businesses or $3 million a year businesses. So I would just say don't give up on the dream. This all kind of sounds intimidating when you first get into it, but don't give up on that dream, because in the end, it's the drive and determination that are more important to you getting started and succeeding in business than it is all these other resources.
Great. Thanks so much, Andrea, for enlightening us on this topic. And I really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you. It was fantastic to be here.
That was Andrea Mondello, Success Magazine's web editor, talking about finding financing for your startup. You can find further information on Success Magazine's website, www.successmagazine.com/financing. I'm Catherine Girardeau, podtech.net.